Loggins, Elton John, Steely Dan, the Doobie Brothers.
Welcome to the Brothers Market Sports Beat with Radio on the Go. Stay tuned as our sports department interview a variety of sports figures making news across our broadcasting area, the state, and beyond. The Sports Beat airs every Saturday morning on 99 The Wave. Brought to you by Brothers Market with locations in Parkersburg and Grundy Center. Grab your groceries today or any day at Brothers Market, where they treat you like family. The Brothers Market Sports Beat is next on 99 The Wave and streaming on RadioOnTheGo.com.
Welcome to this week's edition of the Sports Beat programs from Radio On The Go Sports. I'm John Mullenkel, pleased that you're able to be with us today. Most of today's show will be about the Drake Relays, with several local student-athletes competing. To start the show, we'll hear from those who competed on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, including Charlie Morton of Hampton Dumont Cal, who was the champion of the girls' shot put and runner-up in the discus, also Izzy Jansen of Iowa Falls Alden in the 100-meter hurdles, Allison Cock of Grundy Center in the high jump, Grace Storyhan of Grundy Center in the girls' 800, and the Grundy Center boys' 4x400-meter relay team. Those listening on 104.9 KLMJ will hear interviews from Hampton Dumont Cal girls track and field coach Nikki Donenworth on Charlie Morton's performance. Also, Josh Hamlin will have interviews from Thursday night with members of the Wright County boys soccer team and from Monday night's Bulldog Relays at Hampton Dumont Cal. Those listening on 99 The Wave will hear from Grundy Center boys track and field coach Chris Conger on his program's Drake Relays qualifiers. Josh Hamlin will have an interview with South Hardin boys track and field coach Jared Kadolf, and then I'll have a conversation with Emma Eden of Dyke New Hartford, the head girls soccer coach, whose team defeated Colfax Mingo 4-1 on Monday night in a game that aired on 99 The Wave. In the second half of the program, we will preview today's 4x100-meter relays, including interviews with the Dyke New Hartford girls, South Hardin girls, Grundy Center boys, and Dyke New Hartford boys. So we'll take our first time out and get the program rolling next. It's the Sports Beat from Radio On The Go Sports. Headed your way.
The sales are great and the sweets are free when you have a Brothers Market mobile app and show it at checkout this week in Grundy Center in Parkersburg. And Brothers Market has Hershey's assorted candy bars for you free. Also, by showing the mobile app, you get Ragu pasta sauce for just 99 cents. And another digital coupon, Smithfield bacon for $3.99 at Brothers Market. They're open 7 days a week. Highway 175 in Grundy Center, Highway 57 in Parkersburg. That's Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Welcome to the first segment of today's Sports Beat. We're going to start off with interviews from the Drake Relays that I did on Friday. We're going to start with Charlie Morton of Hampton Dumont Cal, who won the shot put and placed second in the discus. Then I'll talk to Allison Cock of Grundy Center, who was 10th in the girls' high jump, followed by Izzy Jansen of Iowa Falls Alden, who was 25th in the 100-meter hurdles. Then it'll be Grace Storyhan of Grundy Center, who placed 11th in the 800-meter run. And we'll finish it off with the Grundy Center boys' 4x400-meter relay team of Braden Davey, Brody Zinkula, Braden Wallace, and Judd Jarovsky. They placed 10th.
Hampton Dumont Cal's Charlie Morton, third consecutive shot put championship. Tell me how you're feeling to be able to get this accomplished here this morning.
Yeah, I'm feeling great. My main goal for these meets was just to get a PR, and I did that just by a couple inches, so I met my goal, and winning it is great too.
Yeah, so 46.9¼ ties the program record that you just accomplished on Monday or Tuesday night earlier this week, right? Tell me a little bit about the competition today, because obviously way more tight than you're used to. It was kind of back and forth there for a while.
Yeah, I've said this before. I thrive under that competition, so I was honestly glad that someone threw that big mark in the finals just so it would give me a little more motivation to throw farther. And right when she threw that, I knew I could throw that far as well. And just that motivation and competition, it's great when the competitions are like that because it makes it so much more fun.
How would you describe your overall competitive spirit to be able to thrive in those situations, you know?
Yeah, I definitely love competition, like I said, and just keeping my nerves, still and calm is, a big part of it, not coming in too nervous, just believing in myself, that's the biggest thing.
Uh, did want to ask briefly about yesterday. I know it didn't quite turn out how you wanted to, but I guess what are your thoughts on, you know, coming in a second place in the discus? I know you upped your seed from 8 to all the way up to second place, but unfortunately not able to defend that title.
Yeah, I was. I said this earlier, but my goal was just to get a PR, and I did that through 149-something, and I was super happy with that throw because that's close to my end goal in the season, which is 150-155, and just throwing that gave me a lot of confidence because I've been struggling in the discus recently, and just knowing that I could do that, it felt great. Even though I didn't get what I want, like at first, it was great to have that big throw.
What can you say about the experiences you've gained from being able to compete at the Drake Relays, you know, 3 times now, that, you know, state meet, you know, a whole bunch of times as well? How would you describe those experiences?
Yeah, definitely my first year and second year, I learned a lot. I learned not to be nervous in those big moments and just to trust myself, trust the coaching I got, trust what I did in practice, and I feel like that's really what brought me here today.
I don't think I hear anyone cheer as loud as when you come up and when you finish the throw. What can you say about that community support? Because they get super loud whenever you're out there.
Yeah, it's great to have that big support system with all my friends, my family, my coaches. It's just great to know that they're supporting me, and no matter what happens, they always have my back.
Well, thank you for the time today, and congrats.
Thank you.
Being joined by Grundy Center's Allison Conk here on Radio On The Go Sports. Ends up officially being a 10th place finish here in the high jump. Able to clear 5-4 today. How did it go out there today?
It went well. I just kind of went through my normal routine. I had a few early misses in the competition, which is what cost me a higher spot.
I gotcha. What's your take on the competition level? You know, you have a girl that's almost able to clear, 5'8". Tell me about being able to be among that really competitive field here today.
It's fun to be around other girls that are competing at their peak as well, and it's fun to come out and see, like, the other competition and stuff like that. A lot of the other girls did a really great job jumping today as well.
Mm-hmm. How would you compare your experience this year compared to, you know, when you were here a couple years ago as a freshman?
I think freshman year I was really just kind of scared to come down and compete. It can be slightly intimidating to be that young, but this year after competing here at State as well, and then my freshman year, a little more comfortable with the atmosphere, having a little more confidence in myself.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the most valuable experiences or lessons you've gained from, you know, being able to compete down here, not only at Drake, but, you know, at the state meet as well here in this great venue?
I think some of the biggest things I've learned is to, like, trust in myself and, like, trust the coaching as well, because it's easy to, like, doubt yourself in that setting or, like, get in your head, because it can be difficult when you're in a bigger setting or a more competitive event to get in your head and, like, stress yourself out.
Mm-hmm. So, again, you're able to clear 5-4 here today, but when it comes to the rest of the season, what are your goals? You got any, you know, specific height in mind that you're hoping to be able to clear later this year?
I'd like to clear 5-5 later this year, and then maybe even keep going up from there, and then compete, do well at conference, and then place at district, and hopefully by the end of the year be back here for state.
All right. Well, congratulations, and thanks for the time today.
Thank you.
Being joined here on Radio On The Go Sports by Iowa Falls Alden's Izzy Jansen, 24th place here in the 100-meter hurdles this morning, 15.63. I guess in your opinion, how did today's race go? How did it feel out there?
I think it was good. I think it could have gone a little better, but there was a lot of really good competition there. So.
And speaking of great competition, an all-time record was set in the same heat that you were in. Tell me what that was like to be able to be part of that moment and all that emotion out there.
It was really cool to be running against her in that moment. And it's just really cool to see how fast some girls can
do. Mm-hmm. When it comes to, you know, this experience as a whole, how would you describe the Drake Relays as a whole and what it means to be down here, you know?
It's been a really cool experience, and it's really cool that I have made it down here and hopefully make it back easier.
Mm-hmm. To be able to represent the Iowa Falls Alden community track and field programs, I know they've had, you know, great success down here in the past as well. What does it mean to kind of continue on that tradition of IFA track and field?
It feels really good. It's really had some really good competitors down here in the past, and hopefully we can bring that up in the future too.
Mm-hmm. You're sitting at 5th place in Class 2A right now with your best time here on the season so far. What's going to be the training like over these next few weeks to make sure you get into that state meet and, you know, do as best you can at state?
Hopefully just get a lot more faster at practice, and so at that qualifying meet I can really bump my time up.
Anything else going on down here to keep yourself busy, or just heading back home?
Yeah, all right. Meet tonight, so.
Going to compete in 4 events there tonight?
Maybe. I'm not really sure yet, really.
I gotcha. Well, thanks for the time today, and we'll catch you down the road.
Thank you.
All right, that was Iowa Falls Alden's Izzy Jansen here on Radio On The Go Sports. Being joined by Grundy Center's Grace Storyhan here on Radio On The Go Sports. 11th place in the Drake Relays, 800-meter run today. And you shave a couple seconds off your season best time. How did it feel out there? How do you feel about the performance?
I felt really good about it. There were a few hiccups where people kind of got in my way, or I got in their way too. But that's what happens when you're a few, like, so many great athletes. It was awesome. It's just awesome to have this good competition in Iowa. I mean, obviously it feels like it's never safe, so I'm so grateful for that. And to, like, run that time is amazing because, like, I didn't run it, say, last year. I'm the new number one right now in the state. So, crazy improvement.
Yeah. So how would you describe your overall, I guess, you know, competitive spirit in this race? Because, again, you up your placing, like, by 5 places, right, from 16th to 11th. And again, shaved a couple seconds off the process.
Yeah, I know. I told my coach, I was like, hey, man, I'm not getting less. That's my main goal. That's what I went out there for. And I achieved that and so much more. Going in, I knew there was only 2 girls from 2A, and we were right next to each other. So this is potentially like a state championship rivalry. So I knew. I said I could stick with her, that I could stick with her in state. If I can win today, I can win state in the future. And it's just crazy, like, having this big of a comeback in a year. It's amazing. I mean, like, just less than a year ago, I was told, hey, you might never, ever be able to run fast again. Like, you might be JV to being the number one state. It's just crazy difference. It shows, like, how much hard work I've put in over the last 9 months.
You've had a really decorated athletic career so far, but first time in the Drake Relays. What can you say about adding this event to your resume?
I'm really fortunate. This is just such a great opportunity to run. Not every state gets this. And I was messaging my friends who run in other states because I've met them through competing. And the helm was like, oh, I'm seated last at Drake or whatever. And they're like, well, we would love to just be able to run there. So it's been such a blessing just to be able to get this opportunity to compete against so many other great athletes.
Again, you'd mentioned you have a good chance to, you know, place really well at the state meet. What are going to be the steps you're going to be putting in now that you got this out of the way and just a few weeks left before the state meet?
Just staying healthy. I mean, I'm running 4 races every single meet. I just, like, the last 3 days, I haven't had PT over and over again because I was really struggling to run. And I was hurting in a lot of different ways. And I had so many great people helping me along. And they were willing to squeeze me in every single day for appointments. And I showed off the results, so I'm really good for that too. So just staying healthy and keep racing.
All right, well, thanks for the time today. Congrats. Being joined by the Grundy Center boys 4x4 team, Braden Davey, Braden Wallace, Brody Zinkula, and Judge Robsky here from left to right. Brand new school record today, 320.46 to place 10th here at the Drake Relays today. First question for you guys, whoever wants to kind of start us off, how are we feeling right now about this time and, you know, breaking the school record here tonight?
Compared to where we were last year, obviously this is a huge improvement. We love it. We love to see it. And looking to improve from here.
Yeah, just going off him. We got to improve. I mean, we broke the school record, but we just saw that Okoboji and Denver are ahead of us, so we just got to improve so we can get that state championship at the end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like they said, just improving every day. I mean, taking practice with the edge that there's 2 teams ahead of us still and just trying to keep getting better.
Yeah, kind of something a little bit different than what they said, but we got a little bit different group here, you know, Judd dual sports, so we don't have them all the time, so we got to use them while we got them. And just when we got the whole group, we got to try to pop a time and run the very best that we can.
Mm-hmm. For you guys as athletes at Grundy Center, very decorated in quite a few different sports, of course, state runs in football, basketball, you know, state track, but Drake Relays is kind of a new check mark for you guys, right? How significant is it for you guys to be able to represent the program down here and get this checked off the list here?
It's very significant for the program, I'd say, to be a group that came down here, especially when, you know, Conger tells we're a month behind and we need to have some urgency, obviously, so us being in the other sports doesn't help, but I think to be here right now is very significant for us.
Yeah, one thing Coach Conger talks about a lot is our legacy and the legacy that you're going to leave at the school. And one of his big key points is track. Like, track's like the way you can submit your legacy of how great of an athlete that you are. So for us four to be able to get down here really, I think, shows something about us four. I mean, yeah, picking off Braden legacy is, we were talking to Conger earlier this week and just asking when was the last time we made a team from Grundy that's made besides Logan Canuck and to Drake. And he goes, since he's been here and ever since he's been looking up, he hasn't found one. So that's pretty exciting for us.
Yeah, just trying to represent our small school amongst all these bigger classes and just try to make a name for ourselves and put a good time out there.
And as you continue to battle for that state championship, going to be a really fun rest of the season because, like, the five of the top 15 in Class 2A are in the NICL. So you guys are going to be tested here down the stretch of the season. Tell me what it's going to be like, you know, battling here throughout the rest of the season, hopefully, you know, battling for a state title here in May.
Well, it helps that we're going to see one of the teams, and we normally see them at every one of our meets, so we're always able to compete with them. So they kind of, it's kind of like an iron sharpens iron type thing, so it'll help us get down here and be ready to compete.
I mean, yeah, it just keeps us motivated at every meet because we know someone's going to come out there and try to beat us. Just after they saw this time, they want to come and try to beat us, so we're going to have our best every meet.
Yeah, definitely beneficial to see good quality teams at every meet. Just keep getting better, and we know that from other sports or from track that we're ready to compete and always take these guys over anybody else.
Yeah, kind of just going into every meet, especially with those bigger and better teams, you know, you just got to have that winner's mentality. Winners win, so you just got to try out there, go out there with confidence and the very best that you can.
All right, and for those of you that are in the 4x1 tomorrow, what's the outlook for that? What's it what's it going to take for a strong performance?
I mean, oh, you go ahead. I mean, losing Grant just with his foot injury that he's got, we're adding Riker, so I mean, we just got to work on handoffs tomorrow morning before the meet and just go out there and send it and see what we got.
Yeah, agree with him. I mean, we have nothing to lose in that event. We're glad to be here, especially at 101, but we practice hard for it and we're looking to compete.
All right, thank you guys so much.
Thank you.
These have been interviews from Friday at the Drake Relays. The sports beat will continue next.
This is Chad Campbell with Campbell Insurance. Your future is important to Campbell Insurance and Grinnell Mutual. That's why we're dedicated to providing you with personalized service and a full range of insurance coverages. We will be there when you need us so you can trust in tomorrow. For all your insurance needs, contact Campbell Insurance in Parkersburg today, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, 319-346-1284.
Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Is spring cleaning on your mind? Jones Appliance and TV in Iowa Falls makes it easy as ever. Tackle laundry day with powerful new Whirlpool, GE, or Maytag washers and dryers. Available in both front and top-loading styles. Upgrade your kitchen with state-of-the-art cafe and KitchenAid dishwashers that make cleanup a breeze. Don't forget your floors. Pick up an Oreck vacuum for spotless carpets, plus washing machine and stovetop cleaners to maintain your appliances. See Jones Appliance and TV of Iowa Falls, making spring cleaning effortless for your home.
Thanks for joining us for the Sports Beat, presented by Brothers Market,
with locations in Parkersburg and Grundy Center.
Stay tuned as our broadcast continues after a word from our local sponsors
on 99 The Wave, an on-the-go media station.
In today's world, trusting the news can be tough. In recent polling, 42% of Americans said their trust in the news had dropped. Misinformation, bias, and sensationalism are top concerns. But there's good news. Two-thirds of Americans say they trust radio more than any other news source. And here at locally owned On-The-Go Media in the Radio On-The-Go News Department, we're committed to earning that trust by giving you facts you can rely on.
Butler County Board of Supervisors Tuesday. We'll discuss the next steps in the EMS levy process and we'll consider...
We're improving our coverage by providing direct source links at RadioOnTheGo.com so you can dig deeper and see facts for yourself, plus links to our state and national media partners. Whether it's local, state, or national, we're here to keep you informed and empowered. Advertisers, this part's for you. The same survey also found that nearly 80% of news junkies trust companies that support news media just like us. For news and advertisers you can trust, visit RadioOnTheGo.com because when you stay informed, you stay ahead. Sourced polling data from Stagwell Global and Harrisex. Article containing data may be found at InsideAudioMarketing.com.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. I got a chance to visit with Grundy Center boys track and field coach Chris Conger about the team qualifying two events to the Drake Relays.
First of all, I want to ask about the 4x400-meter relay team. That's a group that I know they were pretty well in the field for last couple weeks anyway, right? But I just kind of want to
have you tell me a little bit about this group and you know what makes those guys special, you know?
Yeah, they've been a mainstay for the last few years. Braden Davies, a junior, and I think he's been part of the relay team for, you know, the last two seasons, and now this is his third season on it. So, Braden Wallace, he's a three-time qualifier in that event. Had an injury one of those years, but he was returning, and then Brody Zinkula as well. So we knew that we had three of the four back from a second place team that kind of separated themselves from the field at the state meet, aside from the team that won it. So we had to replace one runner, and Judd Jarovsky's kind of an easy person to insert into that group, and he's been huge for us, and we knew he would be. So, you know, putting those four kids together really puts us at an advantage, and then we knew we'd have a chance.
And then as far as the 4x1, that's one that was kind of on the outside looking in, right? Maybe a little bit of a surprise to see those guys accepted in, to an extent, maybe?
Yeah, I mean, Drake allows 96 teams from the high school ranks to make it. So, you know, we kind of have thought the last few years that we can put four kids together to try to be one of those 96 teams. And, you know, it's a lot harder than you think. It came down to the very end, and actually we were on the outside of the 96 spots, but you know, due to some circumstances, other teams must have dropped out, and we were able to kind of sneak in there, and that's great for the kids. I mean, to go down there and to take part in an event like the Drake Relays is going to be something that they'll remember forever.
You bet. And Devin was telling me that while a lot of those guys are like veteran track and field athletes, it's kind of a new group of four people running together, right, for that 4x1.
Yeah, I mean, and you know what? It might not necessarily be the 4x1 that we run at conference or districts. It's just one of those things that we tried to find four or five fast kids, and we mixed and matched a little bit and decided to kind of run with these four. And, you know, Braden Davies, one that's not typically in 100s, and his handoff was a little shaky, but, you know, he's one of the four fastest guys that we have. So we threw him in there and found a way, I guess.
And when it comes to, you know, just big picture, to be able to have two events down at the Drake Relays, I have to imagine that's pretty special for this program to be able to get that accomplished and be able to represent yourselves down there, right?
Yeah, we're super proud of where the program has kind of came these last few years. You know, we're going for seven straight district titles, and, you know, we won the conference last year. So our program is in a very nice spot with some standards that we want to continue to maintain here. But, you know, the Drake Relays was something that we really, you know, hadn't kind of dipped into. And our last participant was in 2021, I believe, Logan Canock. And we're still kind of searching through the archives to try to find out when the last relay was that made the Drake Relays. So to have an accomplishment like making it here for this weekend is quite special.
And then when it comes to the rest of the team as a whole, pretty solid season so far. A few meet titles, you know, some pretty solid finishes aside from the meets that you didn't win. You know, it's second and third kind of across the board most of the year, right? Kind of want to get your thoughts on some of the highlights of the season so far. I know last night you placed second over at Dyke and Hartford as well.
Yeah, I mean, we have a really good team, and we think we have a team that can contend for the conference title and another district title. We have not put it all together yet. We have not had one meet where our team was 100% healthy. And that's kind of been the storyline of the year, is teams around the area know that we're a very, very good team. And, you know, we've tried to take advantage of that, but our depth is something that we're continually work on. So we've kind of taken a backseat approach as far as trying to win the meets. Denver has a really good squad over there. Every time we meet up with Denver, their depth is a little bit better right now, but we're trying to kind of save it to the end and trying to maintain and keep everybody healthy, which we're still in the process of trying to get everybody healthy. And I think when it comes down to the end, if we have a healthy group, then we are going to be in the mix.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of veterans on this team, right? Just to tell me a little bit about some of that leadership that, you know, especially that senior class has been able to provide for you guys here throughout the season.
Absolutely. Our senior class knows how to win, and, you know, they've won at every level and every sport that they play. You know, they're terrific leadership. Tiernan Vokes has been one of our multi-event people. He's one of the guys that we kind of threw into the hurdles at a young age, and he's developed into one of the premier hurdlers in the area. Jacob Hoy has been a hurdler the whole time. He's been doing terrific. Sprinters like Riker Thorne, Brody Zinkula, Braden Wallace, you know, Clayton Freed in the throws. I mean, this senior class as a whole has done such a terrific job, and we are so proud of them.
All right, and a last question for you for today anyway. What do you think is going to be like a driving message or words of advice for your Drake Relays participants here, right before they head out onto that track?
I think it's just enjoy it. I mean, you know, we're not completely healthy, and we're going to have to make some decisions regarding who kind of runs down there, but nobody can take away the fact that you are a Drake qualifier. And, you know, to go down there, I don't know if anybody will remember if you got second, third, 15th at the Drake Relays, but to qualify and to participate in the event is going to be something special, and my word of advice to them will be just to enjoy the moment.
All right, Grundy Center Boys Track and Field Coach Chris Conger, appreciate the time today.
Thank you.
The Sports Beat will continue next.
Getting started is often the hardest part of any home improvement project. We are here to help every step of the way. Hi, this is Katie Carpenter. Greenbelt Bank and Trust leads the way when it comes to financing home improvements. We make it simple with a fast, affordable home equity line of credit. Do landscaping, install new windows, remodel the kitchen, or even add an addition on. Stop in and visit us or go to greenbeltbank.bank to start your application online. Whether your project is large or small, we have the tools to get it started and finished with a HELOC.
Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender. Offices in Iowa Falls, Ackley, Grundy Center, Eldora, Belmont, and Parkersburg.
Greenbelt Bank and Trust.
Mort's Plumbing and Heating can help you pay less each month on your heating and cooling. With the efficiency of a new Intertech geothermal system from Mort's, you'll pay a lot less. Plus, utility companies have up to $2,000 in rebates. Plus, receive a 30% tax credit when installing Intertech. And with local financing, it's as affordable as ever to get these upgrades and the huge monthly savings of geothermal. It's a plus, 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 plus. Call your Intertech geo dealer. Mort's Plumbing and Heating, 1-800-579-MORT for a free quote or go to mortsonline.com.
We've got your Saturday mornings planned on 99 The Wave, so relax and enjoy. It's the Sports Beat presented by Brothers Market. Stay tuned for more on your homegrown, locally owned radio station, 99 The Wave.
Let's check the specials in the meat department at Brothers Market in Parkersburg and Grundy Center. This week they have 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound. Brothers Market has thick-cut Iowa chops, $2.19 a pound. Johnsonville brats or ropes for $3.99. Plus pick up farmland sausage links or rolls for $2.49. Many other deals around the store besides the meat department, so shop Brothers Market for all your groceries in Parkersburg and Grundy Center. Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Welcome back here on Radio On The Go. We're joined by the head coach of South Hardin Boys Track and Field, Jared Kadolf. And, Coach, your thoughts on how this spring's going so far for your Tigers?
Yeah, we had a pretty good start to the year. We started with a few indoor meets, and those went very well. And once we got outside, I really had to mess with the weather. It's been windy for, I think, about everybody this year. There's been a couple meets that folks got lucky. We didn't get a nice weather one until last night, but it was pretty apparent the weather was better just looking at results. You know, we had a lot better times in a lot of events. We had a lot of personal bests last night, and very, very happy with the start of the year. We're right in the middle of the season now, so we've got a few guys that are kind of resting up, and we'll hope to get them back running full force here in a week or two. But the guys that are still healthy are running very well right now.
One of the top performances for you on Monday night at the Bulldog Relays, a new school record for Jonah Vanderwilt in the 800 meter.
Yep, he is a sophomore for us, and ran a great race. He came in with the number one time of the guys that ran the eight last night, and so he had to kind of run the race by himself and did a good job doing that. That's not always very easy to do. Been really stressing with him and the other 800 guys on kind of breaking the race into four parts, you know, each 200, and so they all kind of have goal times to hit at each 200 mark, and Jonah did a great job of hitting what we wanted him to hit. And kind of one of those things that, you know, mathematically, as long as they're hitting the goals, we know at the end they should get the result they want, and he did that and did a really good job of running by himself. So really proud of that, and he's pretty happy about, you know, getting the record, and it's really cool to see that.
He had mentioned to me when I had a chance to talk to him that was a record that you held, what that interaction was like, and the proud moment for you to have a student athlete you're working with go and achieve something like that.
Yeah. So that record, I set my last race ever, actually. So that was the 800 for me down at state my senior year. And I'll tell you, he looked a lot better after the race than I did after mine. So I think he's got a lot left in him. I think he can drop that time even more. But really fun to see. I knew coming into this meet after how he ran at the meet on Friday or on Thursday last week that he'd have a really good chance to go and get that record tonight. And the only thing I was a little nervous about was, like I said, he was kind of running by himself, but he did a great job doing that, and it was really cool to see the record get broke. And I'm very excited going forward to see how low he can get that before he leaves. And that was actually the second record I had that got broke by one of my kids, and both of them have been sophomores when they did it. So Chizukai Richmond broke my 400 record a couple years ago as a sophomore as well. So cool to see both those go down to kids that I got to be a part of.
You had mentioned Chizukai Richmond, one of your returning state qualifiers. What you've noticed from him so far this spring, looking at the stats, he manages usually four events a night.
Yeah, he's a very strong runner. He has improved a ton throughout the last 4 years. He's, you know, one of the top 400 runners in the state. Runs a very good two, a very good one. He's got the school records in all three of those events, the one, two, and the four. And then as a part of, I don't know how many of our relay school records. So if he's in the event, the time's usually a good time.
Some of the other top performers in the running events that you're excited about as you're at the midpoint of the season and all eyes focus on conference and districts here now.
Yeah, so we kind of held to a pretty steady lineup those first couple meets of the year as far as outdoor. And these last couple, we've been really changing stuff up. You know, you don't want to go into the goal is to go into districts with, I guess, as few a question marks as you can. And the only way to do that is to try out a bunch of new things throughout the year. And so we had some kids run some open races they hadn't run before. They might have ran that distance, but on a relay. So we put them in the open, see what they could do there. And then changing up relay makeups, you know, maybe kind of focus on one or two relays meet and just try to put together the best lineup for each relay we can to see, you know, going into districts, this event we think is a bubble event, this one should be in if we run what we are capable of, that type of thing. So goals, you know, throughout the year is kind of a moving target because the goals change as the year goes on, just depending on what events we're looking to get to state and what events we think we have the best shot at.
A couple of your field event athletes to watch on Monday night, what a night for Sam Benson and Peyton Welch, a couple of champions, long jump and discus.
Yeah, and our field events this year has definitely been carrying their fair share, plus some. I think it was at the Meet and Grundy Center a couple weeks ago. We won all four field events, and then we double placed in all, or double medaled in all of them too. I think we went 1-2, 1-2, 1-3, 1-3. So field event guys have really, really exploded this year. Sam Benson, you mentioned him, his improvement from last year in disc has been, you know, huge. Last year, I think 130 feet 130 feet, 7 inches, I believe, was his best. I think he hit that exact mark 3 times last year. And then this year now, he's the last few meets, he's kind of set his new standard, 140 plus. He broke 150 a couple meets ago. So he's having a great year with disc. And then Peyton Welch, of course, a big returner for us. So he's a junior, but he's already been down to state for long jump the last 2 years. So he's, you know, one of the steady, can always be relied upon both in field and on the track to score points for us.
From your experience, coach, at this midpoint of the season, you hope all of your athletes are conditioned. What it looks like when you have weeks where you have multiple meets, that recovery and then ramp up time for your meets.
Yeah, so we're in the kind of what I would consider the sweet spot of the season. This week and the next 2 weeks, we've got Monday, Friday meets. And so that gives us max time between meets. And then we still can get a pretty good practice in there on Wednesday. So that's my favorite schedule, is when we've got meet on Monday, meet on Friday. Then they get the weekend off before their next meet. So I really like this time of the year. I think it's where we see the most performance gains, where we see time drop, distances go up, that type of thing. And it's exciting because we're getting some good weather too. So that on top of it all, feel really good about where we're at right now, especially with some of the guys that we already talked about, and then some newcomers as well. So we got some freshmen that are running pretty well as well.
Final thoughts, coach, is a really good first half of the season for the Tigers, and some great goals to chase after here in the second half.
Yeah, for sure. I would say, goal-wise, everyone wants to peak at districts and then eventually state, and I think we've done a pretty good job as a team doing that the last couple years. We've just got to make sure we've got guys in the right spot. That's kind of track's a little bit different, where the in-game coaching isn't as much as it is the prep up to the game and the strategy of the lineup. So I guess that's kind of my job, is to make sure I've got guys in the right spot to kind of maximize what goes to state, and then the events we send, how well they do. So right now, everybody, I tell them before each meet, maximum effort's what I'm looking for out of those guys. And if they do that and I put them in the right events, I think we'll have a very successful meet each week. So,
well, coach, thanks for the time telling us more about South Hardin boys track and field, and keep up the great work developing student athletes over there at South Hardin.
Sounds good. Appreciate it.
Once again, a big thanks to the head coach of South Hardin boys track and field, Jared Kadolf, for joining us here on Radio on the Go.
Landis Cooperatives, including Green, Packard, Plainfield, Ardale, Dyke, New Hartford, and other locations, take this time to wish all farmers success and safety in the field. Call or stop today for the crop inputs you need through the planting and growing season, and ask about the Landis Acre Edge program for a better bottom line. Also ask about full-time and part-time employment opportunities with Landis. Contact the Landis office in New Hartford for details. We are the land, and the land is us. Landis, saluting all those graduating in the class of 2025.
Carstens Plumbing and Heating has heating and cooling that's built for life. It's AirEase brand central air and furnace systems. AirEase gives you confidence for years of performance built on decades of experience, research, and testing. Talk with Carstens Plumbing and Heating about AirEase energy efficient heating and cooling systems. They provide professional installation as they have for over a century. It may also be time to see them for an AC tune-up to be ready for the warmer days ahead. Call Carstens Plumbing and Heating, Iowa Falls and Ackley.
Thanks for joining us for the Sports Beat, presented by Brothers Market.
With locations in Parkersburg and Grundy Center.
Stay tuned as our broadcast continues after a word from our local sponsors.
On 99 The Wave, an on-the-go media station.
The Sports Beat programs from Radio On The Go Sports have expanded to 90 minutes. Tune in the Mortz Water Company Sports Beat at 8:30 a.m. on 104.9 KLMJ and the Brothers Market Sports Beat at 10 a.m. on 99 The Wave each Saturday. The expanded programs will feature interviews with the latest in-season high school sports coaches, student athletes, and more, with a focus on local communities. Each show is also available on demand at radioonthego.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. On Monday night, I got a chance to talk to Dyke New Hartford girls soccer coach Emma Eden after the team earned a 4-1 non-conference win over Colfax Mingo in a game that aired on 99 The Wave.
kind of an interesting game there as 1-1 at halftime. Didn't really pull away until late in the game, but how are you guys able to, you know, come out on top against a team that, you know, obviously came in here with a lot of momentum, having not lost a single game yet this year?
I think that starting off, we started really strong. We were able to find our feet. We were able to find good possession. They had a really good opportunity. We left her on mark, and she had a beautiful shot. Nothing we could do there on that for our goalkeeper, but they came out ready to go, and we were with them there. We just kind of got a little bit lax on our defense and can't do that. But, yeah, I think second half we turned a page. We were ready to go. We were ready to put all the stops in, and I think our girls just kind of put all their grit into it, and they were aggressive. They were trying. They wanted to dominate the field on winning those 50-50 balls, and I think it showed with our possession there.
Mm-hmm. And they came into the game with the player that had the most goals in the entire state of Iowa, so that's kind of interesting to be able to face a team like that.
Yep.
Tell me a little bit about game planning for that player, number 10, and how you're, for the most part, able to pretty much shut her down, except for that one goal there in the first half.
I think for all of us, we were just, game plan is what we do every time. Like, every team's got very good players, and there's always maybe one or two that we just got to keep an eye on more, be a little bit more knowledgeable awareness of where she is. And we had our two sixes, Hannah Steffens, Sylvie Fuller, and Shannon Mormon. Our sixes there did a nice job of making sure that one of them was always on her on defense, having her marked there. In the end of the, I think it was like 5 minutes left of the first half, she had space. We weren't marked. There was less communication. So I think that was just a communication fault there that we had there. But she had an opportunity. She took it, and it was a beautiful goal. Can't really complain about that, but we're going to make sure that we step it up in practice tomorrow for that.
You bet. Similar question when it comes to some of those scouting reports, getting ready for other teams. Like, how deep is it at this point in the year, or is it just kind of more about, you know, focusing on yourselves, you know?
I think it's good for the girls to understand what they're going into, but I don't want to overload them with too much information that they can't. There's too much going on that they can't focus on a certain thing. So it's kind of just a brief overview of what they're doing, and then I just kind of talk with their defense, midfield, and offense about like what key points they need to focus on instead of, because if I tell all of them that, then it's just going to be too much information. So just kind of breaking it down in that aspect. And then, I mean, we focus on like a few key points, maybe like a sentence or two about the other team, and then we focus more on what we need to do. And that kind of just sets the tone for what we need to accomplish for the game.
Mm-hmm. I think in this game, especially in some of your last few games as well against teams like, you know, Hudson, Denver, things like that, look, it seemed like the defenders, some of the midfielders and defenders made a big difference in this game, right? Because, I mean, the time of possession was, like, super lopsided in your guys' favor, right? What can you say about some of those defenders that were able to, you know, not allow the ball past them very much and stuff like that, right?
I think our – I mean, any team, defense, midfields, they don't get a lot of credit for what they do. I mean, you focus on goals, who scored, who got an assist, and keeper, you could focus on the saves. But defense and midfield, they bust their – they're busting everything they have every game. And, I mean, they are a center point of any team, our team especially. Like, they hold us up there to support our offense. Best offense is the best defense. So, I mean, keeping ourselves focused and ready to go on defense is kind of how we stay on top of it.
All right, appreciate the time tonight.
Thank you.
Once again, that was Dyke New Hartford girls soccer coach Emma Eden on Radio On The Go Sports after the team defeated a Colfax Mingo on Monday night in a game that aired on 99 The Wave.
Spring has sprung at T&L's Pizza Plus in Parkersburg. Now hiring pizza makers, ice cream treat creators, and delivery drivers. Apply with Vicky at the restaurant on Highway 14. Don't forget their large two-topping pizza special, just $17. And cool down on these warm spring days with T&L's delicious ice cream. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 4 to 9 p.m. Delivery within 8 miles of Parkersburg. Call for pickup or delivery at 346-2390. T&L's Pizza Plus on Highway 14 in Parkersburg, where great food meets great opportunities.
April is National Volunteer Month, and Iowa State Bank of Clarksville, Kesley, and Parkersburg celebrates those who give their time and energy to make our communities stronger. This is Wes Smith with Iowa State Bank. In our area and across the country, giving back is instilled at a young age. Most organizations, from rural counties to the largest cities, would simply not function without the dedication of people who ask for nothing in return but the satisfaction of making a difference. In some families, the baton of volunteerism is handed down from generation after generation, creating a legacy of service that strengthens the fabric of our area. At Iowa State Bank, we're proud to support local volunteers and the causes they champion. Like them, we believe in putting community first and investing in the places we call home. We thank all who volunteer and invite you to join us in service to our neighbors. Iowa State Bank, where helping people and serving our communities comes first.
We've got your Saturday mornings planned on 99 The Way, so relax and enjoy. It's the Sports Beat, presented by Brothers Market. Stay tuned for more on your homegrown, locally owned radio station, 99 The Wave.
It's the last weekend in April, and the deals are already heating up with specials at Brothers Market stores in Parkersburg and Grundy Center. This week, Brothers Market specials include strawberries or blueberries, 2 for $5, colored peppers for 99 cents, a 5-pound bag of russet potatoes for $1.99. Brothers Market has Dole salads on sale for $2.99, Best Choice cheese, 2 packages for $3, and Jack's pizzas, 3 for $10. There's many other specials around the store, so don't wait. Get your groceries in Grundy Center and Parkersburg today. And save at Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. The second half of today's program will feature interviews with local 4x100-meter relay teams that will compete later this morning at the Drake Relays. We'll hear girls' teams from Dyke, New Hartford, and South Hardin, and boys' teams from Dyke, New Hartford, and Grundy Center.
I'm being joined by the Dyke, New Hartford girls 4x100-meter relay team that's qualified for the Drake Relays. To start off, I'll just have you introduce yourselves with your name and your grade. Whoever wants to start.
I'm Abby Jensen, I'm a junior.
I'm Chloe Paulson, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Kaylin Meester, and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Macy Graves, and I'm a senior.
So I wanted to get to know you guys a little bit better. First question for you guys, how many years have each of you been in track and field? Did y'all start in middle school or start in high school? Whoever wants to start out.
Yeah, I'll start. So I think all of us started in junior high, and then I did my freshman year track, and then last year I had to take a season off due to an injury, but now I'm back.
I gotcha.
Yeah, it's just seventh grade.
Yeah, I started in seventh grade and did it ever since.
Yeah, 8th through this year, senior year.
So you're all pretty veteran in the sport, if you will, right, for the most part. So can you guys each tell me a little bit about, like, your background in track and field, kind of how you guys were able to ultimately get into this position? Have you all done sprints, like, your entire career, or was it kind of a trial and error type of thing for you guys? If you kind of describe each of you guys' history, you know, in track and field.
Yeah, for me, it's always been sprints.
Gotcha. I've also just sprinted.
Yeah, junior high, I did mostly 400s, and as I got to high school, I started doing, like, ones, twos, shorter distances.
Yeah, I've always been a sprinter. Started off with 400s and 200s, and now I'm ones and twos.
I gotcha. You never know what you're going to get for these kinds of things. Some people start, you know, at the middle distances, but it sounds like the sprinting is kind of your guys' forte, right? So when it comes to this 4x100 group, you guys obviously have, most of you have Drake Relays experience and state meet experience, but what are some of the big differences this year? I know you have one new member with Abby joining the group, but tell me a little bit about how you guys have been able to kind of gel together as a team here this year so far.
I'll go. I feel like we've really bonded as a group. We got really close from the beginning of the season till now. We'll probably go out and do some fun activities, like, well, at Drake and before Drake, the night before. And it's just been great to see, like, the bond that we've created, even with, like, the rest of the team, but this group specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with Macy. Like, we picked right up where we left off last year. I mean, we're still really good friends on and off the field, which definitely helps when we're doing handoffs and stuff. So, yeah, I think we've all become closer as friends, and I'm excited to continue that down at Drake.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I totally agree with both of you guys.
I got nothing yet.
All
right.
Agree? Can you guys describe, what it meant and how it felt to see your guys' name, you know, pop up on that official start list, once it got released last weekend? I know you were kind of in the conversation most of the season, right? But I have to imagine maybe a sigh of relief, right, when you guys saw you got ultimately selected?
I would say, yeah, it was just going into our race on Thursday, we were kind of nervous, but we knew for sure that we were able to do it, and we all just kind of relied on each other in our training, and we knew right when we started the race, it was going to be good, and yeah, we pulled through.
Yeah, leading up to Thursday, we were kind of like on that bubble, like we were high 90s, high 80s, didn't know if we were going to do it, and I think since we all just wanted it so bad, we were just so determined Thursday night, and that obviously showed.
Yeah, I think it helped. It was a home meet. We had a lot of our friends and like family there to help support us. So yeah, it was definitely a good atmosphere for us to run. The weather was great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we spent the day before at practicing the 4x1 to get the handoffs done. Some of the handoffs might have not went so well, but that's okay. But we cleaned it up on Thursday.
Yeah, and correct me if I'm wrong, but last Thursday, that was you guys' PR, right? That
yes.
Rocketed you guys all the way from, like, the 90s all the way up to, what, I think 51?
Yeah, that's a big PR for us.
So what's all got to go right for a PR? Obviously running fast, right? But, like, what's your ideal race? You know, how do you guys continue to get PRs, if you will?
I feel like our handoffs have to be down, but also we have to be confident with each other that we're going to get the job done, and I feel like that's what we did on Thursday to achieve our PR.
When it comes to, going down to the Drake Relays, what are you guys' goals, you know, for this race? Where are you guys kind of hoping to finish? I know it's going to be a tough field. Only the top eight make the finals, but what's your guys' outlook? What are you hoping to accomplish down there?
I mean, I think we can all agree we want to get a PR and obviously get a higher place than we went in as. We're coming in as, like, 53, and I hope that we can end up in the top 50, maybe in the top 40.
Same for the rest of you guys?
Yeah, I would say just keep pushing that PR and keep cutting the time down as we can.
Yeah.
So for each of you individually, when it comes to some of your other events, what are those looking like for you guys right now? How have some of those other events gone so far? How about you, Abby?
Thursday night, we also had a pretty decent PR on our 4x2 as well. I think the whole last week we cut down like 3 seconds off the 4x2. So that's a race I'm really excited to see where it goes towards the end of the season. And then recently, us four have also been running the Sprint Med, which is also a really fun race. So I would say that and keep trying to cut down my open times when I can.
The 4x2, is that the same four of you guys, or...?
For the most part.
We mix in like a couple people here and there if people are running open events, but
I gotcha.
Solid group.
Yeah.
I would say I'm looking forward to the Sprint Med and what we can accomplish later in the season and in the 4x2. I'm excited about that. And in my like personal events, everything's been going good. Had a good PR in long jump, and yeah, just excited.
Mm-hmm. And for long jump, you've placed first or second in pretty much every meet. Is that right? For the most part, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Very nice. Kaylin, what about you?
I'm really excited for our Sprint Med. We haven't gotten a ton of chances to run it this year, but the last couple of weeks we've been running it, and each time we get a pretty consistent PR, like we're cutting time off. So that's exciting, and I'm running the 4x4 a lot, and that's good to see your time go down. And yeah, the 4x2, I love when all of us run it together.
Yeah, I'm also excited to see where our Sprint Med goes from here. I'm guessing that Rachel will have us run the Sprint Med at, like, districts and stuff, which is always fun. My Opens, they're going all right. My 200's fine, but don't enjoy the 100. And then the 4x2, I'm excited to see more PRs out of that. Like, most likely it's going to be us running together, which is great. And then the 4x1, as always, is just fantastic with this group.
All right. Aside from track, what else is keeping you guys busy this time of year?
Personally, I just got off a few big weekends of club volleyball, but I'm excited now that that's dying down and starting to wrap up the school year, which is exciting, and getting ready for what the summer will hold with other sports.
Yeah, nothing really for me. I'm just enjoying the extra time to spend with my family and friends.
Just school and track, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, I just finished club volleyball a couple weeks ago, I also started club softball, and high school softball starts really soon, so I'm excited for that.
I've been helping coach wrestling, some high school girls, and then some younger girls, and then I'm working on getting my rugby coaching license.
Very nice. Well, thank you guys so much, and we'll catch you down there.
Thank you.
The Sports Beat will continue next with another local 4x100-meter relay team.
At Unity Point Clinics, how you feel matters. We're here for wonderful, amazing people like you, right in your community, whether you're in Eldora, Grundy Center, Parkersburg, or other surrounding areas. This is Becky Chittenden, PA. Our dedicated team provides the ultimate in local healthcare for you and your family with care you can trust from people who truly care. At Unity Point, your health is our passion. Contact your nearest Unity Point clinic today. We know how much you matter to this world.
Over time, many things in your life will change, including your insurance needs. If you can't remember the last time you reviewed your home's coverage, you may come up short following a loss. Hi, this is Amber Lee with Greenbelt Insurance. Call or stop in our Iowa Falls, Ackley, or Grundy Center offices today to complete a review of your home insurance, making sure the policy is up to date and providing the best coverage at the best price. Whether it's your home, auto, or business, Greenbelt and Ibling Insurance offers local, personalized service at competitive prices. Get your free quote by calling your closest office today.
Thanks for joining us for the Sports Beat, presented by Brothers Market,
with locations in Parkersburg and Grundy Center.
Stay tuned as our broadcast continues after a word from our local sponsors
on 99 The Wave, an on-the-go media station.
Want your business to be seen on the web? Do you want to reach a larger social media audience? Ever dreamed of seeing an ad for your business while you're watching TV? Keep listening. On the Go Media not only offers great advertising on powerful radio brands 104.9 KLMJ and 99 The Wave, but we now offer a robust suite of digital marketing options. Choose display ads to be seen by web users in geographic areas you choose to target. With our strong social media following, boosting your post through our radio brands also allows it to amplify your message to a larger audience. On the Go Media can also create and place TV ads on popular free streaming services, as well as some limited subscription-based services. The pricing on these products is competitive, and in most cases we find lower than other media organizations who aren't as invested in our local schools and communities as we are. Whether you're an experienced digital marketer or just want to know more about this exploding world of advertising options for your small business, reach out today and email radio@radioonthego.com. That's radio@radioonthego.com.
My next interview on the Sports Beat is with the South Hardin girls 4x100 meter relay team.
I'm Allie and I'm a senior.
I'm McKenna and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Katie and I'm a sophomore.
I'm Ada and I'm a sophomore.
All right, so some sophomores and then just one senior. So you guys all kind of veterans in track. Have you been doing it since middle school, or any of you kind of newer to track and field?
Since middle school.
I gotcha. What about you guys?
Since kind of, yeah.
So pretty veteran group.
Yeah.
Just kind of some general questions here to start off. How would you guys kind of describe your guys, each of you guys' background in track and field? Maybe some of the, I don't know, maybe some of the biggest stepping stones you guys have had on your journey to being, you know, Drake Relays qualifiers. How about you, Alec?
I think it started off with middle school and just, like, competing really hard. And I remember when I was in eighth grade, we had, like, state track as middle school, and, like, we always wanted to win and beat other teams, and then carrying that into high school has been cool, and wanting to work hard and knowing they're coming up, it was a good opportunity because, like, they also try their best, and then making it to state last year is also cool, and knowing that we got to bring it to this year as well.
I don't know. I think it was just started off in, like, when us three have started to doing, like, state track in middle school, and that just gave us something to look forward to, like looking at the Blue Oval and then having, like, that be our goal towards the next 4 years. So
yeah, we've kind of just been, like, doing track with, like, the same people our whole life, and so we just kind of, like, know each other and work well together. And yeah, I think, like, in middle school we've gone to, like, the middle school Drake relays a couple times and, like, middle school state track, and so it just kind of prepared us for high school. And then, yeah.
So what did you guys do at the middle school relays?
Middle school Drake relays, we did distance medley. We made it for that, and then we made it to state in a few different things. I don't know what it was, just like sprint medley, distance medley, 4x1, 4x2, like that stuff, type of thing. So
I gotcha.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool to, you know, make it in both middle school and high school. That's kind of interesting. You don't see a lot, because normally it's what, just bigger schools that make it in middle school, is that right?
Yeah.
For the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to this specific 4x1 group, have you guys had experience with running relays with this specific group before, or is this kind of your guys' first time through with this relay?
Well, we have a girl that normally did it. We made it to the 4x1 in last year and at state, but the girl who normally runs, she is injured right now. So we had McKenna, which actually did really good. So, yeah.
You bet.
And, like, this group has also kind of just been in, like, other relays, like, all of us. And it's just, like, a few different girls that just go between, like, all of, like, the sprint relays and stuff. So, yeah, it's kind of pretty much, like, the same group for most of them. So,
you guys have anything to add?
It's a new group for me. I know I had to step up and fill in for her to just had to take her spot so I could help the team out.
You bet. And on that note, how do you guys think you've progressed from the start of the season all the way up until this point? What are some of the biggest strides you guys have made? Just getting faster, right, pretty much?
Yeah, and I think it definitely starts in practice with taking our drills seriously. And then in meets, taking it serious, practice, yeah, working on our handoffs. And just knowing that we got to perfect it as much as we can. And it's kind of cool seeing this early in the season that we've improved our time, and just excited to see where what the future brings.
So you guys, I know you guys are kind of on the bubble. I think you're, what, like 92nd, 93rd place right now as it currently stands. So what was kind of going through your guys' minds when last weekend when you finally saw that you had officially made it in? What did it mean to you guys to, you know that you're going to be representing your school down at the Drake Relays?
Well, it was definitely cool because it was the Drake meet, and the Dyke meet, and it was, we knew we were like right on the edge, so we either had to get a good time or just get lucky and get either first or second to get there. But yeah, it was definitely a big step in our looking forward, because we get another chance to go down the blue oval than just state. So yeah, and I think we have another opportunity to improve our time at the Drake Relays, because at the Dyke meet and we had a good time, but our handoffs weren't that great. So I think improving those and working on those can improve our time even more.
It was just kind of like, because we knew we were on like right in the verge of it, it was just kind of stressful. But yeah, it was really exciting to get our time down and then know we made it. It's a really good feeling.
So when it comes to competing at the Drake Relays, you'd mentioned thinking you can, you know, improve your time even more, right? What are the goals? Where you kind of see yourself at the end of the Drake Relays?
Just kind of improve our time like the best we can, get it down like, I don't know.
Maybe not get first, but, yeah, like, first but in our heat of that.
Yeah.
It's a preloaded field, right?
Yeah, it's very many teams in the 4x1. So.
Yeah.
And I honestly think that just to soak it all in and have fun is also very important.
Mm-hmm. As far as the other events you guys are in, how are those going so far? What other events you guys doing?
The Sprint Med, we've been pretty good during that one, and it's been fun. And we've kind of mixed up our, like, order, and we can just see, like, how we work together. So that's fun.
Is it these four in the Sprint Med as well, or?
It kind of switches up sometimes, but mostly, yeah.
I gotcha. How about you? What other events are you doing here this year?
Like, the 4x4, and I think we've been doing really good. Just we've had some times up and down, but all together we come together and run good as a team. Just go to good together.
What about you guys? Other events you guys are in?
I'm in some opens, but I like the 4x2 and stuff, and I think our 4x2s has really big potential to getting to other opportunities. But I think our Sprint Med's really good too. But yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Just kind of like 4x2, 4x1, Sprint Medley, 4x4, like those type of races we're all like pretty good at, and yeah, it's just fun to run in those as a team. I like the relays a lot.
I also think it's cool to see us all work together, and like if we do switch up the lineups, that we still work together during that.
Yep. Aside from school and track, what else is keeping you guys busy this time of year?
Just work. Sometimes outside of school, I don't know.
Yeah. Weights. Yeah. I think that's a big part of how all of us have really gained. So
yeah.
I think weights is a huge part, and like be able to like run and keep your endurance and all that. So yeah. Lifting and softball for me.
I gotcha. What about you?
Weights and work. That's about it.
Work.
Also other sports we do just kind of helps us prepare for track season. So.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's all I got for you guys. Thanks for the time, and we'll catch you down there.
Yeah. Thank you.
Another local 4x100-meter relay team that'll compete at today's Drake Relays is next on the Sports Beat.
Kenny Loggins, Elton John,
Steely Dan,
the Doobie Brothers.
Move over and slow down. Franklin REC and Butler County REC remind you to move over and slow down when you approach any stationary vehicle or workers along the road. It's the law. Failure to obey this law could result in a ticket or the loss of your license. Move over and slow down for any vehicle and or workers on the road. Just like you, they'd like to go home to their families tonight. This safety reminder comes your way courtesy of Franklin REC in Hampton and Butler County REC in Allen.
This is Dave Ragsdale from Iowa State Bank, Clarksville, Kestley, and Parkersburg. During Community Banking Month, we'd like to share what sets community banks like ours apart from national or multi-state chain banks. Unlike mega banks that often operate without a strong connection between where they gather deposits and where they make loans, community banks such as Iowa State Bank focus on reinvesting in the neighborhoods where our depositors live and work, fostering growth for local businesses and communities. Along with our local focus, you also benefit from relationship banking. We know our customers by name, understand their needs, and make decisions right here in your community. Plus, we embrace innovation to ensure our customers have access to the latest high-tech products, like those developed through the Think Tech Accelerator from the Iowa Community Bank Association. At Iowa State Bank, you get the best of both worlds, hometown service with cutting-edge financial solutions.
Iowa State Bank, where helping people and serving our communities comes first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We've got your Saturday mornings planned on 99 The Way, so relax and enjoy. It's the Sports Beat, presented by Brothers Market. Stay tuned for more on your homegrown, locally owned radio station, 99 The Wave.
The sales are great and the sweets are free when you have a Brothers Market mobile app and show it at checkout this week in Grundy Center in Parkersburg. And Brothers Market has Hershey's assorted candy bars for you free. Also, by showing the mobile app, you get Ragu pasta sauce for just 99 cents. And another digital coupon, Smithfield bacon for $3.99 at Brothers Market. They're open 7 days a week. Highway 175 in Grundy Center, Highway 57 in Parkersburg. That's Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Welcome back to the Sports Beat. My next 4x100-meter relay team will be Grundy Center. However, only Devin Henders was available at the time of the interview.
How many years have you been in track and field? Has it been all the way back since junior high?
Actually, it's been, like, longer than junior high. We used to do, like, these Hershey relays back in, like, elementary. And then, like, if you, like, won that race that you were in, you'd, like, go to, like, Marshalltown against, like, other schools that also do the same thing. So, like, I've been in track basically for, like, 7 years. It's been a really long time, so yeah.
Very nice. So when it comes to your background, have you always done the sprints, or I guess tell me how you kind of got to this point, you know, being in the 4x1, you know?
Well, I've always pretty much been in sprints, but like jumps as well. And I think ever since like a kid, I always just wanted to run fast, and that's kind of like been my momentum and like my memo the whole time is just like I want to stay where I'm at, even because like I'm a bigger type of person, so like being able to run fast at my height and my weight is pretty impressive for myself.
Mm-hmm. For your 4x1 team here specifically, tell me a little bit about this group. Have you guys has it just been this season that you guys been together, or were you all together as a group last year as well? What's kind of your history there?
So we all are returners from last year, but the thing is we changed a couple people. Like this will be Braden's first time running the 4x1 at the Drake Relays, and like, well, he ran it a couple of times, but he's brand new to it. And Riker, well, Brody is as well. Brody's new to it, but me and Riker have a lot of chemistry from last year and the 4x1 that we made to state, so yeah.
And when it comes to, you know, qualifying for the Drake Relays, can you describe how you guys felt when you saw that the Grundy 4x1 is in, despite being, it appeared to be on the outside looking in, mm-hmm. right? But
yeah.
You guys ended up getting the opportunity. Tell me what you guys thought when you saw you guys on the list there.
So when we ran at Hudson and we got our time, we didn't know if we were going to make it or not. And then like we looked and we saw we didn't. But then the next day when we saw, we knew that we made it, and we were all just super excited. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't really think we were, but it's a new experience, a new thing that I've never been to. So I was super excited for the opportunity that I got.
Mm-hmm. And have you ever competed at the state meet before, or is this going to be your first time at Drake?
Last year I qualified for three events, like three relays with other people as well. So I know the environment and the type of like speed that's there, and like, so I'm ready for it. Yeah.
You bet. When it comes to your guys' goals for the 4x1, obviously you have one of the lower times, but once you get to that elite competition, that can certainly push you guys, right? Tell me how you think you guys can possibly perform, knowing that, you know, kind of everything's on the table down there, right?
Mm-hmm. I think we're really going as in like the underdogs, and I think we all know that we can run a way faster time than the time that we've ran. We just got to be a lot more confident with our handoffs and things like that. But I think our main goal is to really beat our school record and try to get into the high 43s, maybe a little low if we get lucky. So, yeah.
You know what that school record is?
It's 44.2. It's like, I think, almost a 40-year record. So, yeah.
I gotcha. That would be quite the record to break if you guys are able to do that.
Yep.
Regardless of what happens at Drake here this week, tell me about some of the further steps you're hoping to take here with this 4x1 group to, you know, see if you can get back down there for the state meet?
Grant, that he was with our group in Hudson, he's hurt right now, so to have him back and to be healthy, that'll really impact our group and help us out. But I really just hope we can continue to build our chemistry and like our handoffs, things like that, and just work to get better over time.
And what about your other events that you're doing this year? How have those been going so far?
Our DMED that we ran last night, it got first at Dyke, but we ran a 3:37, which was 2 seconds off of our school record that was placed a couple years ago. So I think we could continue to do that because that was our first time really pushing to get a good time. So that was good. And then our sprint med, that's also top like five. Our shuttle's top five that I'm in. 4x2, I'm pretty sure it's top five as well. So I'm in a lot of the good relays that I'm very happy that I'm in. So yeah.
All right, and you know, big picture for this program, to get two events down to the Drake Relays, that's pretty special, right? Just what does it mean to be able to represent this program in that way?
Yeah, I think it really shows how much work we've put in, like even like when the lights aren't on us and like the work we put in even in the mornings at lifting or the work by ourselves on the weekends. And it really shows how much we love the sport and like how much we put into it. And to go to Drake Relays, which is something we haven't done in a very long time, is really impactful, and I think it means a lot to the guys.
All right, and what else is keeping you busy here this time of year?
Track is really keeping me busy, schoolwork as well. I got a college class as well, so it's a bigger thing that I got to work on, so yeah.
You bet. Well, that's Grundy Center's Devin Henders, a member of the 4x100-meter relay team. Thank you so much for the time today, and we'll catch you down there.
Thank you.
The final segment of the Sports Beat is next, featuring the Dyke New Hartford boys 4x100-meter relay team.
This is Jamie from People Savings Bank inviting you to join our Monster Saver Club today and kickstart financial literacy for the children you care about. Our savings account not only teaches the value of saving, but also rewards young savers with exciting benefits. With a $5 opening gift, birthday bonuses, special events like free movies and treasures from the Monster Vault, this account makes saving fun. Account for ages 18 and under, no minimum to open account. People Savings Bank member FDIC.
Landis Cooperatives, including Latimer, Buckeye, Bradford, Wellsburg, and other locations, take this time to wish all farmers success and safety in the field. Call or stop today for the crop inputs you need through the planting and growing season and ask about the Landis Acre Edge program for a better bottom line. Also ask about full-time and part-time employment opportunities with Landis. Contact the office in Bradford for details. We are the land, and the land is us. Landis, saluting all those graduating in the class of 2025.
Thanks for joining us for the Sports Beat, presented by Brothers Market.
With locations in Parkersburg and Grundy Center.
Stay tuned as our broadcast continues after a word from our local sponsors.
On 99 The Wave, an on-the-go media station.
Grundy Center Spartan boys basketball made their mark this season, and their journey to the state tournament was one for the history books. Through the unforgettable moments, Radio On The Go Sports was courtside, covering it all every step of the way.
Also want to thank you for all you guys' support, you know, just highlighting our kids, you know, whether it's interviewing our guys or whether it's covering our games, talking to me about how we can promote our program. Just can't say enough about what you do for our kids here in our area and also just our fans as well.
Grundy Center Spartan basketball, proud moments, and all the support from Radio On The Go Sports, your home for local sports coverage.
This is County Executive Bob Schaefer. If your business is interested in being part of an exciting high school sports coverage for Grundy Center, AGWSR, Appleton Parkersburg, or one of our many other area schools, look for Radio On The Go van and let's visit about how radio can work for you. We're in your community every week.
On the final segment of today's Sports Beat, we're going to hear from members of the Dyke and Hartford boys 4x100-meter relay team that qualified for the Drake Relays.
Jacob Birch, Jr.
Devin Lott, Sr.
Noah Borcherding, Sr.
Aiden Wilson, sophomore.
All right, so first question for you guys. I guess how many years have each of you guys been doing track and field? Did you all like start in middle school, junior high, or what's kind of your guys' history?
I started seventh grade.
Seventh grade.
I've been running track since, would have been 7th grade, but we had COVID, so I guess 8th grade.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, I started 8th grade year. I had an injury 7th grade year, so I couldn't run, but
I gotcha. So pretty veteran group for the most part. Have you guys all been doing sprints most of your career, or what's kind of your guys' history here in track and field?
I started with eights in like 7th grade, and then more my 8th grade year I did like 1s and 4s mostly.
I gotcha.
And then I've been at 1s and 2s since high school started.
Kind of the same. I've always kind of been a distance runner since I was younger. Junior high, dual sported with football and cross country. Junior high, I really only ran 4s through the mile. Freshman year, I was mainly mid-distance, 4s and 8s, and then kind of as the years have gone on, I've gone more from the 4s to the 2s and 1s, and just along those lines.
Yeah, I've kind of always been a sprinter. I mean, 1s and 2s always, and now just a little bit of long jump dabbled in there. That's about it for me.
Yeah, I'd say mostly just a sprinter for me. I think 400s are just getting too long for me.
You bet. And for this season specifically, in the 4x1, can you guys tell me a little bit about, you know, your guys' group that you guys have, you know, gotten put together this year, and how you guys have kind of progressed, you know, from the start of the season up to this point now?
Yeah, I really had no idea what we could do this year. And, I mean, I don't think we're necessarily the most, like, fast group you'd see. I think, you know, our handoffs are good, and I think we just work well on a relay together. Yeah.
Yeah. I
think we all have like good relationships together, and we can like bond well, so it helps a lot.
Yeah. When I initially saw this relay put together for the first time, I was kind of like, "Oh, geez, this is our group." And you know, we've worked with it. We've worked on our relay or our handoffs. They've gotten better as the year's gone on, and yeah, really proud of what we've done so far.
All right. When it comes to you know, going down to the Drake relays, I think your time is around, what, like 51st place in the field right now. What are going to be the goals for you guys? Obviously, you know, it's only 8th to make it to the finals, so very exclusive final group, I guess. What's going to be kind of a realistic goal for you guys down at the Drake Relays?
Really, I mean, we're just hoping to run another PR and see, you know, what we can do. The competition down there is really good, and I think that's something we're looking forward to. You know, run against people that will pull you along and make you push faster and harder, and you know, just couldn't ask for a better environment than Drake Relays to do that.
Yeah, I think just like enjoying our time there, you know, and getting ready for state and just feeling out the track.
We've been getting better. I think every time we've shaved off time, we haven't gotten backwards. So I think just going down there and doing the best again would be just a great step forward.
Yeah.
And regardless of how things go at Drake, obviously you'll still have a whole lot more to go after that. How can this team continue to, you know, take more steps forward, continue knocking that time down? Because obviously you guys are going to have a pretty good shot at, you know, hopefully getting back down there to state in a few weeks.
Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we got a month just keeping everybody healthy mainly.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, we'll keep running these and keep shaving off time.
Yeah, especially with this race, it really comes down to handoffs. I mean, you can have some really fast guys, but if your handoffs aren't good, it's not going to matter. So just continuing to work on that and practice, and yeah, really just keep doing what we're doing.
I think I have to go with Aiden said, just keeping everyone healthy, going day by day, and not just like looking into forward as much.
You bet. When it comes to each of you individually, obviously you guys are, you know, pretty elite in the 4x1, but how about some of the other events that you guys are participating in this year? How have some of those gone for you guys?
I mean, the other day we just ran our sprint med. We put that together for maybe like the second time this year. Ran a pretty good time, low 135s. And then our 4x4 2 last night did a really good job. They went 330, something like that, PR for the year. So, I mean, just keep getting better.
Yeah, we've put in our like main 4x2 together, I think, maybe once, and popped a pretty good time. I think it was a low 132, so still got a lot of way to go for state, but it's a good start.
Is that the same group 4, or is that?
No.
Oh,
it's
okay.
That 3 of us and then
should be
Cotton Easter. Easter.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, our 4x2, like Rich said, has been doing pretty good. And then, yeah, it's about that, I suppose.
You had any open events then that you've been?
Nothing great. It's just sort of long jump. I've been kind of doing that a little bit and getting better at that, so that's kind of fun, right? But might have a shot at state. We'll see, though.
You bet.
Dabbed open one a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yeah.
What about you? Any open events or other events that you're in here this year?
Yeah, just open one mainly. Just kind of jumping around each year. So.
Mm-hmm. Aside from track and school, what else is keeping you guys busy this time of year?
That's about it.
You guys got prom coming up.
Yeah, we got prom this weekend, I suppose. You know?
Oh, yeah. You're going to hustle back, aren't you?
Yeah.
For you guys that are seniors this year, what are your guys' future plans for after graduation?
I'll be going to UNI to study biology on the pre-dental track.
Yeah, I'll be going to UNI as well. I don't know what I'm doing yet. Undecided, right? But
I gotcha.
Going there, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much, and we'll catch you down there.
Thank you.
The Sports Beat will conclude next.
Is spring fever giving you ideas of home improvements? From simple repairs to complete remodels and new construction, Applington's Hark and Lumber has the expertise you need. Since Kelly and Randy's grandpa started the company in 1939, they have been helping customers on building projects with the perfect products, quality lumber, supplies, and custom designs to bring your vision to life. Whether it's sprucing up the deck, constructing farm storage, or building your dream home, get an estimate and some Hark and know-how behind your projects. Hark and Lumber, Highway 56. In Applington, where your spring ideas become reality.
Diesel, trailer, and implement repair for over three decades. If you farm or truck, trust Vince Lindemann, Alden Diesel, and Tractor Repair to your equipment. They fix everything from semis and tractors to skid loaders, trailers, and much more. With trained full-time mechanics, count on Alden Diesel for engine work as well as transmissions and brakes, air conditioning, and they have top-quality oil and lubricants. So if it's big, Alden Diesel and Tractor Repair can fix it. Call 515-859-7167, located just west of Alden on County Road D20.
Let's check the specials in the meat department at Brothers Market in Parkersburg and Grundy Center. This week they have 80% lean ground beef for $3.99 a pound. Brothers Market has thick cut Iowa chops, $2.19 a pound. Johnsonville brats or ropes for $3.99. Plus pick up farmland sausage links or rolls for $2.49. Many other deals around the store besides the meat department. So shop Brothers Market for all your groceries in Parkersburg and Grundy Center. Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.
Back one final time on this week's edition of the Sports Beat programs from Radio On The Go Sports. Thanks to all of today's guests, especially the student-athletes who competed and are going to yet compete at the Drake Relays. What a fantastic event that is, featuring the best of the best track and field student-athletes in the state of Iowa. Other guests included on today's programs included Hampton-Dumont Cowgirls track and field coach Nikki Donenworth, participants in the Bulldog Boys Relays on Monday night, Wright County Soccer players and coaches from their victory over Iowa Falls Alden on Thursday night, Chris Conger, head coach of the Grundy Center Boys track and field team, South Hardin Boys track and field coach Jared Kadolph, and Dyke New Hartford Girls soccer coach Emma Eden on her team's victory over Colfax Mingo and how the season has gone for the ranked Wolverines. These programs can also be found on demand at radioonthego.com. Be sure to check those out. Send a link to your friends and family who may want to check it out as well. And then be sure to tune in again next Saturday for another edition of the Sports Beat from Radio On The Go Sports. More great stuff is headed your way next week. For Josh Hamblin, I'm John Moenkel. Have a fantastic rest of your Drake Relays weekend.
You've been listening to the Brothers Market Sports Beat with Radio On The Go. If you missed any of today's program, you can listen to the podcast under the Sports tab on radioonthego.com. Be sure to thank the team at Brothers Market for being the exclusive sponsor for the Sports Beat, heard every Saturday on 99 The Wave. Tune in again next Saturday at 10 a.m. for another edition of the Sports Beat, brought to you by Brothers Market, where they treat you like family.